Okay, so first question is, how did your story end? In Lullabies for Little Criminals, the story ends with Alphonse, like her pimp, dies. And then she gravitates back towards her dad. And then they go back to Jules, her dad's hometown, to meet one of Jules' cousins. And then baby goes off to live with her, and her dad stays in Montreal. So yeah, she's like pretty like torn up about it at the end, but like that's what happens. It's like in Montreal, like
downtown,
Montreal. Yeah.
Oh, so that's my dad's hometown.
Yeah, or no, his dad's hometown is like this little like Montreal suburb called Val-de-Loup, and then yeah, so he grew up there, then he like moved to downtown Montreal. So yeah, baby ends up going to Val-de-Loup to live with one of Jules' cousins, and she also like finds out what happened with her mom, yeah, like how her mom died. Picture. Yeah, her mom died like in a car accident. So yeah, that's how it ends. She goes to live with Jules' cousin. Jules stays in Montreal.
I mean, like, I don't really have anything to add to that. Like, yeah, didn't she drive from like a, or die from a drunk driver or something like that?
Okay. So at the end of the book, Darrow successfully completes the test, which was basically sort of a capture the flag game based around building society out of the other goals that are put into the arena. Well, not arena really, but. And he gains several new friends and allies during the thing.
Did they overthrow the people who they want to overthrow, you said?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
That happens in later books, though.
Oh, so it's like a sequel.
Gotcha. So it like ends on kind of a cliffhanger.
Oh, it's trilogy, yeah.
What he does is he successfully derails the entire game and wins via... what's the word? Audacity.
Okay, so it's like, so then after this book ends, then they'll start to overthrow.
Yeah, he also,
you'll put the numbers as one, or?
He begins working under, one of the golds, as an apprenticeship of sorts.
Oh, okay.
Because basically, like, this is supposed to be, like, some sort of school. Oh, but, okay. Yeah.
Did he come to, like, any closure with his uncle near the end of the book?
That doesn't happen in this book.
So oh, it's, like, continues.
So, just kind of ends. Sounds like not a lot of things get wrapped up. Yeah. They just have their game. But.
Okay. So, in my book, it's, like, 20 years later. So he's, like, grown up. Amir is married to a woman in San Francisco. And he goes back to Kabul because one of his friends is sick. And he finds out a lot about his past, and then he finds out that Hassan is actually his brother, half-brother, and that Hassan had a child with a woman, but they were killed by, I think, the Taliban or something like that when they were there. So Amir tries to bring Hassan's son back to San Francisco with him because he's in an orphanage, so Sohrab, or I think that's how you say it. But then at the ending, it's just like him trying to get like the immigration policy back so he can come back, but the young son thought it wasn't gonna happen, so like he tries to kill himself because he'd rather die than go back to an orphanage because he was physically and sexually abused there. Yeah, so he's just like, I can't live. But he ended up coming back to San Francisco with him and was like so mentally scarred that he wasn't able to like find happiness. So it kind of ended with Amir flying a kite with him because that's what him and Hassan would do to show him like this is what your father was good at and stuff. So it kind of ended on like that note. It was a little like unresolved and like what happened, but it kind of ended, it just ended like that.
So Hassan just like died. So wait, how does he find out that he died?
Because so he gets a phone call from one of his dad's friends. Oh, his dad died too in San Francisco. He was really sick, cancer. Yeah, so his dad's friend who's never left that part, I think he like moved away from where their hometown was, but he was still in that area. He was sick, so he went to visit him, and then that his father's friend told him about Hassan and like everything that happened, and so that's how he found out that Hassan was killed and stuff. But it just was really sad.
Yeah,
it was really sad. That book was really good though.
Okay, so number two is, how would you describe your character's identity at the beginning of the book versus the end of the book? So in our book, at the beginning, Baby's definitely like a child. Like, she wants to hold on to her childhood, and as the book progresses, obviously she starts to like let go of her childhood a lot. She like falls into like drugs and prostitution, and so I'd say like at the end of the book she's definitely more mature. She's had a lot of life experience that has kind of made her more aware of what's really going on around her. And so yeah, I'd say at the beginning of the book she's like a child, and at the end of the book she's a lot more mature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she, like, at the beginning of the book, she's very, like, positive and kind of, like, content with her life. And then as the book goes on, she kind of, like, loses herself and then kind of gets into, like, the drugs and, like, does things that, like, she was against before. Like, yeah, with her dad, she does, like, he does heroin and stuff. So, yeah, I think she just kind of, like, loses her identity, like, a little bit throughout the book. Then also, like, gains
it kind of makes her stronger.
Like, yeah, circle, kind of like she,
it's
starts
like
kind of her, it, goes into it, and then just realizes
it's like almost full circle, but yeah, like, it's like no, it doesn't completely. It's not quite complete, because she definitely like would not have gotten out of the prostitution if like Alphonse hadn't died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't choose it.
I think that's kind of like low key what she wanted the whole time. Yeah. But like,
it's just like too far.
She's like too far in and so scary to just like leave. Right. So yeah, it's like almost full circle, but I'd say like
when she's still doing drugs, or did she?
I think it doesn't say, but like if like she doesn't just end her heroin addiction like that, right?
Yeah.
But I'd say like probably moving to Valdeloupe with her like cousin probably would like help her get off the drugs a little, but it doesn't like explicitly say like, oh, she stops doing heroin. It just kind of ends.
I know,
like, it ended really
there's
quickly.
No like good conclusion. I don't know why it's
okay.
Aiden.
Okay, at the beginning of the story, Darrow is proud of his position as Haldir of his calling, because that's all he'd ever known, and he just doesn't really want to cause much trouble, all since he thinks that he's still doing the right thing. And at the end of the story, he's gained a new identity over the course of like 2 years, and during the school test, basically, he becomes known amongst his peers there as a Reaper, because of his efficiency of leading in the tests and leading the groups. Although he still finds himself ultimately loyal to his Red origins, but learns to familiarize himself with his friends, especially the ones who died for him during the test.
So does he start as kind of like an underdog and then like become more of a leader at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So at the beginning of the book, Amir was very like self-centered and like only would do stuff that would like benefit him and the like whatever he could do to have his father's like approval of him. And then at the end of the book, he just felt like he owed everything to Hassan, because that's what Hassan did to him. So it really opened his eyes when he saw that Hassan passed, and that's made him like realize that he needs to like take his child in and do whatever he can to give his child happiness and stuff. So it was like a favor, like something like that for him. So kind of switched in those roles there.
So number three is, what literary devices, for example, irony, reveal the most about the character at the end of the novel?
You want me to go first?
Well, I don't know. I was going to say, like, it's not so much about Baby, but the whole, it's more about Jules, her dad. Like, the whole book, he just keeps bashing Valdeloupe, like, where he's from. Yeah. He always talks about how much he hates it. And then he, like, ends up sending his daughter to live there. So, like, yeah, that's kind of ironic.
Yeah.
I thought.
I think that, like, I don't know if this is irony, I think. It's, like, Baby was so against heroin, like, all her childhood, and then, like, she ends up doing it.
She ends up getting kind of addicted.
So then it's, like,
situation.
Yeah, there's a lot that, like, kind of ends up contradicting itself, but I think that's how, like, the author kind of intended it to go. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, irony and other literary devices. One thing that's ironic is how reluctantly Dara decides that the only way to make things worth, the only way to rise to power is, at the end, is serving an apprenticeship under the Gold, who essentially ordered his wife to death. So.
Oh, so he kind of like.
Has to.
So he starts working for the guy who like got his wife killed, or.
Yeah, to rise to power and subvert the society. Earlier, he also ends up fighting alongside the brother of someone who he had to kill to pass a test, and the other doesn't know. So that's dramatic irony.
Sure.
Okay, it was kind of like, I kind of explained it in the previous question, but like, I would say Amir is definitely a dynamic character because of the changes he goes through. Like, he thinks about himself at the beginning, but then starts just to put others before his own life, so say he's dynamic.
Okay, number four is... what was the author of your story trying to tell the reader about identity, do you think? So, I'd say Heather O'Neill is trying to tell the audience that identity changes as we age and as we gain life experience. If you, like, look at Baby at the start of the book versus the end of the book, she's, like, just changed a lot based on everything she's been through, and I think that's, like, a big thing that Heather O'Neill's trying to, like, say. When she writes,
I think that, like, she's also trying to say that, like, so many things contribute to, like, how you turn out. I think, like, how, like, what your identity is, like, especially because, like, her family environment wasn't that great, because her, like, mom was not there, and her dad was, like, on heroin all the time, and, like, she lived in, like, downtown Chicago, or Montreal. So there's like prostitutes and like drug dealers and stuff like that around, so it kind of like influenced her. So yeah.
Okay. The author was trying to say the people who surround us determine who we are, depending on the effect they have on us. Even if we change, their influence never really goes away.
Okay, so in mine, I would say the author is trying to show, I would say like yours too, like age and life experiences change how you view, and I would say how it views your past. Also struggle, I feel like the struggle in Amir's life really changed how he saw others in his life and how he saw his culture and his own identity and how it made him change in a way too, to see people as well. So yeah.
Okay, and then looking back, were there any really pivotal moments in the book that changed your character's identity? We kind of like already had this question like last week or 2 weeks ago, I think, but I'll just reiterate. I think that when Baby met Alphonse, that was like probably one of the most pivotal moments because it kind of altered the whole course of her life. If she hadn't have met him, she like wouldn't have fallen into prostitution, wouldn't have like started doing heroin or like drugs, because he kind of did influence her. Well, she started doing drugs before she met him, but he really like kind of pushed her into that world like completely. And I think meeting Xavier, her like boyfriend, also changed her identity a lot, because I feel like he, like, for her, he was, like, the one thing that she had that wasn't, like, a super bad influence, yeah. I guess you could say. And so it kind of kept her grounded, I think, a little. And, like, you know, just kind of kept her aware that, like, there is a world outside of, like, prostitution and drugs. So, yeah.
So it's, like, all people.
It's all, yeah, it's kind of people that kind of changed. Yeah.
Probably, like, started with her dad who, like, started. Yeah. But, like, I think... Yeah, the meeting Alphonse was probably, like, the biggest one. But also, like, the first time she tried drugs probably is, like, kind of the gateway to, yeah. like, the other bad things, too. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it was also a big one. So that was, like, before she met Alphonse.
Yeah, yeah. She, like, did shrooms yeah. first.
Okay, so... the pivotal moments that really changed Darrow's identity were... Well, first when he was safe from his hanging and told about the sir, what the world was really like for the past few centuries. When his surgery into a gold is complete and when he's betrayed by the other members of his house in the games and the one where he leads his group composed of multiple houses to storm Olympus, which is basically like the area where all the supervisors and patrons for the game are.
Yeah, okay. moments or, like, events that, like, changed his identity was definitely Hassan's raping. Like, after that, made him totally live with guilt his whole life. I think his father's death, because it made him change his views and appreciation towards who he used to be in his culture and stuff. And then after he found out Hassan was killed, that changed his way of, like, wanting to just live now for Hassan and, like, be thankful for everything that he's done for him.
So, wait, in the end of the book, does he, like, go more of his dad's route and be more, like, athletic or, like...
No, like, he it doesn't really say anything about athleticism. It's just he's just... He's kind of gone his father's way because his father, when he was young, always put anyone before him. Like,
yeah.
No matter, like, if you're a servant or wealthy or anything, like, he would do anything for other people. And I think Hassan has kind of, not Hassan, Amir has changed his ways of now seeing that his father was like that. So, like,
he's kind of mentality.
He's kind of going that way of his father. Like, now he's just putting other people before him because he realized that that's what people all his life were doing for him as well.
And then last question, how do you think the character will pursue their life after the book ends? And how does the author tell the reader this? So Baby obviously is going off to live with Jules' cousin. And I think, like, she'll probably, like, lay off on the drugs a bit, go back to school, because she's living in, like, a bit of a not as sketchy suburb. Like, I think it'll be easier for her to, like, get her life back on track. And she said, Heather O'Neill's, like, says that Jules will, like, go see her, like quite a bit. But, like, they just can't be together right then because I think Jules kind of needs to figure his life out. So she'll keep seeing Jules, but she'll live with the cousin.
Is he involved with drugs or is he not?
Yeah, Jules is, like, super...
Jules' cousin, though?
Jules' cousin. It doesn't say, but I don't think so, because I think Jules kind of wanted to give her, like, a safe home to live in. Yeah, because I think Jules kind of does a 180 or whatever it's called, where he kind of is like, oh, like, this is my daughter, like, and he, like, she's putting her life at risk every day by, like, doing drugs.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, oh, we need to get her somewhere safe to live. So,
I think that she'll, like, turn her life around since she has, like, a better environment now.
Mm-hmm.
Less, like, influential, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully her future.
Yeah.
Kids or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, hard to tell if she's gonna, like, get off the drugs or anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like since she's, like, in a new home and stuff, she'll, like, realize.
Yeah, it kind of, like, ends off pretty hopeful for her.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure Darrow will try to rise in the Gold Society and try to tear it apart from within so he can lead the lower colors to rebellion. Yara tells us this because how Darrow reiterates his identity to himself, makes a promise for rebellion to himself, basically.
Okay, I think that Amir will fight for Sarab, so Hassan's son's happiness, and like make him see sort of past his darkness, even though like being sexually assaulted, like that will stay with him forever, but create a life for him that he wouldn't have had if he stayed in Kabul, and kind of like make it as a favor towards Hassan. So just like give Sarab like an amazing life and stuff, like how Amir was able to live and stuff.
Is he like pretty old when he gets adopted?
No, I think he's like young.
He's like the same age because Amir was when the
I think somewhere
started.
Around that age, yeah. Oh, okay. Because Amir is like, I think he's like 38 now, so.
Oh, so he's still pretty young.
He's like, yeah, lower 40, like almost 40, but I think the son is like probably under 10 or something. So he's still young.
And yeah.
So yeah, so they're just, I guess, because they weren't able to have kids. So I feel like now their way of like being able to experience his kid, and like now, since it was from Hassan, he should do whatever he can to like give him a good life and stuff. Okay.